Тексты для аудирования. Вариант 1. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1, 7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
Nowadays, more and more companies show their products on the internet. So if there's anything I need, I can see where to get it and what it will cost without leaving home. I can also compare prices, which helps me to save money. Besides, I can buy the things I need online and they will be delivered to me, which saves me a lot of time.
Speaker B.
With the help of the internet, I can chat with different people from different countries, learn more and more about our world, different lifestyles and thinking. The internet offers a place where we can communicate with each other. By exchanging ideas, learning other people's customs and traditions, we get to know people from all over the world and how our life compares to other people's lives in other countries.
Speaker C.
I work all by myself doing translations. I find contacts on the web by publishing my advertisement on different internet sites. Then I get texts from customers by email and return the completed translation to them. And when doing translations, I use all kinds of online dictionaries. I also get paid through the internet, so it saves me a lot of time.
Speaker D.
There is a lot of information and things on the internet, but many of them can hurt other people easily. The internet has a risk of receiving spy programs or viruses which can damage your computer. Moreover, you can meet bad people when chatting. According to crime statistics, there have been many people who suffered because of chatting to people they didn't know.
Speaker E.
I used to chat on the internet because I wanted to improve my English. Then I started to write in forums because I think that there you can get to know very intelligent people and share your interests. From my research, I think the best way to learn English over the internet is to chat online. You can also find some tests on the internet and check your progress.
Speaker F.
The internet has a wide variety of information, such as data, pictures, graphs, film or book reviews and such like. For example, instead of going to a library, you can search the internet at home and find information for a report, an essay, or anything you need in no time. Also, the internet has lots of news from all over the world, so it's easy to find out what's going on. So, it is very helpful for people of different age groups.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
Nowadays, more and more companies show their products on the internet. So if there's anything I need, I can see where to get it and what it will cost without leaving home. I can also compare prices, which helps me to save money. Besides, I can buy the things I need online and they will be delivered to me, which saves me a lot of time.
Speaker B.
With the help of the internet, I can chat with different people from different countries, learn more and more about our world, different lifestyles and thinking. The internet offers a place where we can communicate with each other. By exchanging ideas, learning other people's customs and traditions, we get to know people from all over the world and how our life compares to other people's lives in other countries.
Speaker C.
I work all by myself doing translations. I find contacts on the web by publishing my advertisement on different internet sites. Then I get texts from customers by email and return the completed translation to them. And when doing translations, I use all kinds of online dictionaries. I also get paid through the internet, so it saves me a lot of time.
Speaker D.
There is a lot of information and things on the internet, but many of them can hurt other people easily. The internet has a risk of receiving spy programs or viruses which can damage your computer. Moreover, you can meet bad people when chatting. According to crime statistics, there have been many people who suffered because of chatting to people they didn't know.
Speaker E.
I used to chat on the internet because I wanted to improve my English. Then I started to write in forums because I think that there you can get to know very intelligent people and share your interests. From my research, I think the best way to learn English over the internet is to chat online. You can also find some tests on the internet and check your progress.
Speaker F.
The internet has a wide variety of information, such as data, pictures, graphs, film or book reviews, and such like. For example, instead of going to a library, you can search the internet at home and find information for a report, an essay, or anything you need in no time. Also, the internet has lots of news from all over the world, so it's easy to find out what's going on. So, it is very helpful for people of different age groups.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание A1, A7. Вы услышите разговор двух молодых людей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A7 соответствуют содержанию текста 1, true, какие не соответствуют 2, false, и о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Jeff. This is a very nice room.
It's comfortable and cozy. It's in Japanese style.
I like it. It's got the tatami mat and some beautiful vases. Oh, you have a pretty small kitchen. Do you live alone?
Right now, I have a friend of mine staying with me. His name is Mark. He's my childhood friend.
Oh, really? Sort of a roommate?
Sort of a roommate, yes. Short term. He's staying with me short term, so yes, a roommate.
Okay. How's that going?
I don't like it.
Why?
He's lazy. He's messy. He doesn't exercise and eats junk food. And well, you know, Mark contributes nothing to the household budget. He's so careless.
Oh, so he lives here and he doesn't cover his living expenses?
Well, yeah. But what annoys me most is that he's lazy and he doesn't do much all day.
That's got to be pretty irritating.
He's a great fellow. He's a good friend of mine. But yeah, he's a disgusting slob. I try to encourage him to do a few things, but he's a tough one. He doesn't want to do anything.
Are you going to tell him he has to move out?
No. He's a smart man. He knows the deal. He knows what's going on. And I think he's... I would never ask him to move out, because I don't mind having him here, but I'm just going to try to whip him into shape.
Oh, so you're just going to try to change him so he becomes a better roommate?
I'm going to try to, try to get him a better schedule. Yeah, like exercise, and eating right, and smoking less, and watching TV less.
Well, what is his schedule?
His schedule is, he's like a night owl. When he goes to bed, I go to work. He stays up most of the night watching TV, and then he sleeps most of the day recovering. And then when he gets up, he has a headache. He's a bit sluggish and slow. It's not a healthy option. Actually, I would like him to take up some kind of sport or sports games.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. Good luck.
Thanks. I'll probably need it. You have 15 seconds to complete the task.